Okay. Al hamitaher, and you sprinkle it upon the mitaher, minatsaras, sheva pom, 7 times. V'tiharoi. Now, by doing that 7 times, you are, it doesn't really clarify what exactly this means. V'tiharoi, you are achieving a degree of purity. And then, v'shilach esatzipor hachayo al pnei hasodeh, you take the living bird and you release it. And you let it fly away. Okay, so now what about the 8 eres, the A's of the Shnei Tolas? What do you do with that? Doesn't say. It doesn't say, do you burn it? I don't remember. What do you do with it? You don't burn it. I guess you bury it. You probably do to it the same thing you did to the dead bird. You bury it. It's probably also, it doesn't say, I don't know what you do with it. Can you use it? Can you put it in a museum? I don't know what you do with it. Okay, let's see over here Rashi. Rashi over here says, V'hizo. V'yadi. V'yadi means you sprinkle. Al on the midake, the person that is being purified, min from segirusa, from tsaras, shiva zimnin, 7 times, vidakine, you make him tor, and then what do you do next? Vishalach yosipra chai, so you send away the living bird, al ape, ape means the face of chakla. Chakla means a field. Okay, that's also a word you pick up after you see it enough times in Targum. Chakla means you send away the bird upon the face, the penei of the field. Okay, so you pretty much, and there is no Rashi on this pasuk. Okay, it's pretty straightforward. Let's now go to pasuk Ches. Vichibes, now what happens now? After this happens, and by the way, this happens on the day, this procedure is done on the day when the Kohen, when the Kohen looks at the Metzora and sees that the Tzaras has disappeared. And the Kohen comes, oh, look at that. The Nega is gone. The white spot, the white hairs, the Michia, it's gone. And he says, the Kohen says to the person, you are Tohor. And now we need to do a procedure. Immediately, let us get 2 birds. Let us get an 8 eres, let's get Shnei Tolas, an Ezov, and let's do this procedure immediately. Okay, they must be all prepared for this. Now, what do you do next? After the procedure is done, and they sprinkle upon him 7 times, and they send away the bird, this person, V'chibes HaMitacheres Begodav, he goes to mikvah. The word V'chibes means he cleanses. Now, generally, when it says V'chibes, it means mikvah. He immerses Hamita her es bigodov, his clothing, in the mikvah. The gilach is called saroi, and he shaves off all of his hair, every hair on his body, everywhere. The rochatz b'mayim, and then he goes to mikvah. So the chibes means he immerses his clothing in mikvah. V'rochatz means he immerses his body. It's very interesting. There is words which at face value mean to buy a washing machine, Whirlpool, Maytag. Now LG is a very big company in these things. All these new companies, GE used to be big, not anymore. GE, all these companies, you have a washing machine, you need parts, you get a repairman, a lot of company, everything will come and go, Whirlpool. So that's what V'chibes means. No. That's not what it means. V'chibes means you go to the mikvah. The clothing go to the mikvah. The clothing are an av hatumah. A mitzvah is an av hatumah, and so are his clothing. He goes to mikvah. V'rochatz b'mayim, and then v'toher, he becomes tohar. The achar, and afterwards, yavoi el hamachaneh. Oh, shalom aleichem, welcome back home. Welcome home. He comes back home to Yerushalayim. The Yasha Michutz L'Oholoi Shivasim. But even though he comes back home, he's not allowed to go into his tent for 7 days. And what does that mean exactly? For how long? For 7 days. The clock begins. Let's see Rashi on this pasuk. Rashi first, what exactly is going on over here? The Yasha Michutz L'Oholoi Malamich Osevit. What does it mean? Oholoi means one thing only: marital relations. He's allowed to come back to Yerushalayim He's allowed to, if he lives in the old city, he can come. He can even go to the Har Habayis. He can even go to Temple Mount. Mayor, you sent a picture of that, all those people by Har Habayis. That picture, do you think that's a real picture? Maybe it is. I have no idea. It looks a little bit too good to be true, such a picture. They can mamash, you know, standing there in front of them. They would let them.
That's right, it's upsetting for a lot of people.
What, it's too good to be true?
No, I think they went up with beer on Arab or Shkodesh.
There were no riots? There were no riots from the Arabs when they saw them taking that picture?
Maybe it's before Ramadan didn't start yet.
Chesnesh, whatever it is. If it's a real picture, gesund hate. You should see they had a whole. I watched a little documentary about photoshopping videos and showing some of the video in Ukraine. Unreal. They have the video, some terrible, horrific videos in Ukraine, and they basically show. Yeah, this video was taken in. They show 2 years ago on the news in Syria, and then they show another video, and they show the video.
Yeah, but that's what the Russians are saying.
No, it's not the Russians. This is proven.
The Russians are saying that the Ukrainians photoshopped.
But they actually showed the video. They showed the time and place where the video came from. They show video games where they show them shooting at a helicopter, and then they show the video game. They show the video game. This was the preview of the video game, and then they show. They show all these horrible, crazy. You really begin to wonder what's real and what's fake. It's a crazy world out there. We're so naive. I'm the first guy to believe everything, and then they show me things like this. It blows my mind. I really begin to wonder if I'm even for real. Maybe I'm just a hologram. I'm all confused. In any event, how do we get into that? It says over here the Mitzvah is allowed to go to the Har Habayis. He can do whatever he wants. Once he goes through this procedure, the only thing he cannot do is be with his wife. V'yashav michutz le'oholoi. Oholo here in this pasuk means his wife for 7 days. So do you notice, isn't it amazing, in this pasuk, how many words are not to be taken literally? The word v'chibes does not mean y'id bounty, y'id detergent. When it says the word, it says with v'rochatz, it doesn't mean you go take a shower. It means mikvah. V'chibes means mikvah. V'rochatz means mikvah. And then when it says, you go into the machne, v'yashav michutz l'oholo, does not mean his tent, his bayis. It just means his wife for 7 days. Almost three words in this pasuk, which are totally not to be taken literally. That's a little bit of a chiddush. But that's what Chazal say. Now let's see what it says in the Targum. Targum here says, V'yitzaba means, I guess, means to clean. To take out the dye. Whenever it's a new, it's what's seva? Seva is color. Typically, clothing are white. So when you remove color, you make the clothing white. So like we had this many, many times. When you manipulate the vowels, you go 180 degrees. Seva is where you inject color into cloth. Vitzaba is where you expunge, you purge the cloth from its color. It's the same word, but when you manipulate its vowels, you can go 180 degrees. Demidake, the one that is, and that's it's v'kibes. But Chazal say it really means mikvah. Demidake, the one that becomes tar, yos levut show his clothing. Vigalach, he will go and he'll shave off yos kol sa'arei his hair. V'yaschei b'maya, yaschei means he will bathe in water. V'yitkei, it will become tar. V'vasachem, Yael, he'll go l'mashrisa, into the camp. V'yisev, he will sit nibara, like a braisa, outside l'mashkinei, outside his mishkan, outside of his tent. Shav'o, yoimin, for 7 days. Now we come to Yom HaShmini. By the way, this is the third week in a row where Yom HaShmini is highlighted. Parsha Shmini, Vayihi b'Yom HaShmini, the Parsha begins. Vayihi b'Yom HaShmini, Kara Moshe l'Aaron, u'Levon v'Lezikne Yisrael. It was the eighth day of the Miluim. The eighth day of the Miluim was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was Parsha Shmini. Next parasha, parashas Tazria. Yishak Yisazria v'yolod ha-zohar v'tomeo shevas yomim kimein nidos kimein nidoso. I forgot what it says. And then what's the next word? Uvayoy mashmini yimol besar arlosoy. This week's parasha, the Mitzayra, on the Yom HaShmini, on day 8, 8 days after he becomes Tar. The day he is declared Tar by the Kohen, they sprinkle upon him 7 times from the bird. 7 times. And then on day 8, what do they do on day 8? V'Yom HaShmini, on day 8, he has to bring 3 korbanos, a korban chatos, a korban osham, and a korban shlamim. 3 korbanos. And what else? Oil. Aloig shemen. Aloig shemen to put on his earlobe, his big thumb and his big toe. So on 8 day, what's going to happen? Wait, did I skip over here? We did this. Skip. So here we go. First, number 4, this is very important pasuk. So we did this, right? We did this? Yes, we did this. Now we go to pasuk yud, pasuk tes. Now, we're not done yet. See, I skipped. Before you get to day 8, there's a very important event that takes place on day 7. Day 7, he waits 7 days. V'ayabayam hashri on day 7. Again, nochamol. A nochamol, he has to shave off all of his hair. You see, on day number 1, after they dip the bird and the Eitz Erez, the Eid of Shnei Talas, in the blood of the dead bird, after they do that procedure, he has to put his clothing in the mikvah, and he has to go to mikvah, and he has to shave off every hair on his body. Everything. Every hair has to be removed. He waits 7 days, nochamo, shave off every single hair on his body. Now, for some reason, it's not clear why, only on day 7 does the pasuk specify the hair. What does it mean, all of his hair? On day number 1, it just says, kol se'oroi. On day 7, exactly 7 days later, he does it all over again. And by the way, how much could already grow? How much already could the hair grow in 7 days? It's very strange, these halachas. There's obviously a lot more than meets the eye here. And here on day 7, it tells us what is called hair. What is that called? Esrei shor, his head. The zekano, his beard. The esgabo, his enof, his eyebrows. Eyebrows, like Ernie. They used to call me Ernie. But who's Ernie and who's Bert? I forgot already. Who's Bert? That's the guy with the cone head? Mayor, who's Bert? Who's Ernie and who's the tall guy? Bert? I don't remember. One of them has eyebrows that are connected, straight, just like me. Yours truly. How do you know they have eyebrows that are straight across the head? My eyebrows are connected. It's a very rare condition. Very rare. A rare creature. I'm like Bert.
The beard, the eyebrows,
that means the hair in the mekayim ha'erva. Shave off. The clothing go to the mikvah. Okay, let's see what he says over here in Rashi in this pasuk. Rashi says, "Es kol saray klal ufradu klal luchavi kol makom kina servenir." So therefore, Rashi, we say this is what he's saying down here every day. First, yeah, it says in the pasuk, "Es kol saray klal." Then it says a prat, roishai, zikonai, gavoy seinov, and then you have a klal, the es kol saray. Klal, prat, klal. Kadaf Gemara. When you say every day in the Rabbi Shmuel Amer, b'shloish esh emidah yisat ha-nideshes, b'chal v'choymer, v'chul v'chul, one is a klal, prat, klal. And in Eilu, what's coming to be marba? Klal, prat, klal. It's coming to be marba any part of the body where hair is gathered together. There's a collection of hair. So that means the private parts of a person's body. L'chad yikol makam t'kin ha-sevanira. Maybe it means in the armpit also. I'm not sure, whatever it means. All hair has to be removed. And notice it only says it on day 7, does not tell you that you have to shave off the hair on day 1. Look, here is day 1. Day 1 it says, this is day 1. Again, the Zel Bazach, the Yilz Kol Sar, but it doesn't say all the hair.
Only 7 days later does it specify what all the hairs are. And so this is Rashi. And now let's see the Targum. Targum where he says v'hei b'yom shvi o'o on day 7. Yigalach yos kol serai sare yos reishe dehed v'yos dikna nikne the beard v'yos givi enoihi the eyebrows v'yos kol sare all the hair yigalach v'tzaba he will clean yos levushoi v'yaschei and he will bathe yos bisrei his flesh b'maya in water v'yitke and his tahar. Okay, now we come to day 8, the day we're all waiting for, the Yom Hashmini. Uvayom Hashmini kachu bring shnei kivasim tamimim, two kivasim, two males, the three sheep. Two of them are males, kivasim, tamimim, no blemish. V'chav sa'achas, and one female. Two males, one female from the sheep family, Bashanasa, within its first year, Tamima. Now, when it says Bashanasa, I'm assuming it's going back on all three animals have to be within the first, because the keves, the essence of a keves is within its first year. So I'm assuming when it says Yikach Shnei Chavasim, Tanimim, the chavs of female achas, when it says here Bashanasa, Tanima, I don't know, you see, it doesn't really say. It doesn't say, I don't know, it's very interesting. When it comes to the keves, it just says tamime. When it comes to the kafsa, achas, it says bashanasa, within its first year, okay, it's within the first year, tamima. Maybe in achanami, maybe this implies that when it comes to the two kivasim, they can be even in the second year, more than 1 year. Ushloisha eshrenim soiles, three eshrenim of soiles, mincha, birulav hashemen, would mingle with oil, veloig echot shaman, and one out. This loig echot shaman is in addition to the shaman, the loig of shaman that comes for the mincha. Each isaroin, I believe, has one loig. So there are three esroinim. Ordinarily, when you bring a keves, the keves has one. Isaroin la keves ho echot. When you bring a carbon oila, right? We say in the landing of Rosh Chodesh. Isaroin. And Isaroin is one Isaroin for Keves. Here you're bringing three. Why are you bringing three? Because you're bringing over here three Kevasim. Each Keves gets one Isaroin, a flower for the Mincha that accompanies the Zevach. In addition, this is totally unique for the Mitzvah. He brings a Loig Echot Shomen. And you're going to use that Loig Echot Shomen to apply to the Boyin Yad. The boyin regel, the big thumb, the big toe, and the ear. 10% for the big guy. Okay? You're going to use some of it, the boyin yad, the boyin regel, the big thumb, the big toe, and the... I assume everyone knows what I'm talking about, but maybe you're from those who are blessed that don't waste your time with the snarishkeit and don't know what I'm talking about. Halavai. By all of us. Okay, now we come over here to Rashi. What does Rashi over here say? Rashi, v'chav sa'achas l'chata. So Rashi over here is saying, make a very important statement. The osham and the oila, they are males. The chavsa, the female, is the chatas. There are three korbanos being brought on day number 8. There is a carbon shlomim, a carbon osham, and a carbon chatos. The carbon shlomim and the carbon osham are males, and the carbon chatos is a female. So when it says that one of them must be a female, that's for lichatos. A chatos of an individual is always a female. Always. The other karbanos, it's either a kivso or a sira. An ordinary person, when it brings a karbon chatos, it's always going to be a female. Let's say, ushloisha eshadim, why the three? Leniske shloisha kivasim alalu, shechatos, ashama, ashom, etzora. The chatos and the asham require nisachim. Nisachim means the karbanos which accompany the chatos. Now, interesting here, why did I not say the word shlamim? Three eshadim, leniske shloisha kivasim alalu, shechatosai. Shel mitzvah turim nesachim. How come Rashi left out the third chatas? There's a chatas and the ashna shlamim. And he says, l'nischei shaloisha. This is a very big question. Why did Rashi omit the word shlamim? There are three korbanos, three animals. L'nischei shaloisha. Kivasim lalu. And then he goes, shachatosai. V'yashonoi shel mitzvah turim nesachim. Wait a minute. That's only two esrainim. What about the 30 esrain? That's going for the third kevis. What's the third kevis? The third kevis is for the shlamim. So why did Rashi leave out? I don't know. The one leg of shemen lahazois alav sheva. That is going to be for the special procedure that is done to a mitzvah. We sprinkle upon his head the blood, the oil. We put upon his boin yad, boin regel, upon his ear. We put upon him seven times. No, not seven times. I'm sorry. One time on each of these. Then we sprinkle the leftover seven times. That's why we need an additional loig. A loig is four kiddush cups. It's basically 12 ounces. Four kiddush cups is a loig of shemen. They're going to put some of it on his ear, some of it on his big thumb and his big toe, and then they're going to sprinkle it seven times towards the Beis HaMikdash. Towards the Hechel, let's see the Targum. Targum Aliyah says, he brings the Yom Timin on the 8th. Yisav, he will bring. Terein Imrin, two sheep. Shalmin, that are Timinim. The Imarta Chad, one female. A female sheep. Female. Chado, Bashata, within its first year. Shalenta, complete. Usalasa esronin sulta, three measures of flour, minchasa depila. Depila means mixed. A mincha, a regular classic mincha, which always has oil with it, a loig of shemen per isarain, and in addition to the three esronin, which each one gets its own loig of shemen, there is an additional loig of shemen, the lugo chad dim mishcha. So in other words, how much oil are you going to bring? Four lugim. It's going to be four lugim of shemen. Each isaroin of flour gets a loig of shemen. 12 ounces of oil. It's a lot of oil. A lot of oil. 12 ounces of oil. How many of that? How many? Four. Three for the three esroinim. And one standalone. The isaroin of a full isaroin, a full loig of shemen, for the purpose of the sprinkling. Okay, now then what happens? That's the next pasuk. Pasuk 11, so then Hashem will do Mirat Hashem tomorrow. Thank you all for coming. Have a wonderful evening.
You too,
Rabbi. Be well.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Mr. and Mrs. Glatter. Thank you for coming. Ruchim, to you.
I saw another thing. You see,